10 plus 2 English lesson, The Story of My Life. This is a listening activity. Dear students, you will hear an audio and you will have to answer the questions 1 to 10. There will be two sections. The first one is a conversation between two people and the second section is a monologue. So let's listen to the audio. Have you read the autobiography, The Story of My Life, of Helen Keller?
No, I haven't read it. But I would love to, because she is an inspiration.
Yes, even I was moved by her story. You know, it's amazing how Annie Mansfield Sullivan, her teacher, taught her words.
But how?
I have read that one morning, Miss Sullivan led Helen into her room and gave her a doll. The little blind children at the Perkins Institution had sent it. When Helen had played with it a little, Miss Sullivan slowly spelt on her hand the word D-O-L-L. Helen was at once interested in this finger play and tried to imitate it. When she finally succeeded in making the letters correctly, she was flushed with childish pleasure and pride. Running downstairs to her mother, she held up her hand and made the letters for doll. She didn't know that she was spelling a word, and even that words existed. She was simply making her fingers go monkey-like imitation.
Wow!
She learned to spell in this uncomprehending way a great many words like pin, hat, and cup. This is the end of section 1. Before listening to section 2, read the questions 6 to 10. Now, listen to the audio. Braille is a system of writing especially used by the blind. This system was perfected by a French man called Louis Braille in 1809 to 1852. Louis Braille himself was a blind man. Louis Braille went blind following a childhood accident in his early age. Braille is named after its creator, Louis Braille. Braille is a special alphabet used by the blind. The alphabet is marked by raised dots on stiff paper, which blind persons can understand by the touch of their fingers. Each letter in the Braille alphabet consists of one or more raised dots. The number and arrangement of these dots distinguish one character from another. Books in Braille have to be quite thick. This is because raised marks are punched out in rows across each page. There are many books written in Braille. Blind people can be taught how to read Braille. There are also machines that help blind people to write in Braille. Braille is used by thousands of people all over the world in their native languages. This is the end of the audio.